Hello, welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today, we're delving into the topic of harnessing technology for emergency preparedness. Joining us once again is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior digital engagement. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm eager to discuss how technology can play a crucial role in emergency preparedness for listeners.
Let's jump right in. Wayne, why is it important for listeners to leverage technology for emergency preparedness? And what are some key technologies they can utilize?
It's vital for listeners to leverage technology for emergency preparedness to ensure that they receive timely alerts, access assistance, and communicate with emergency responses and loved ones during crisis. Some key technologies listeners can utilize include emergency alert systems. Users can subscribe to emergency alert systems provided by local authorities, governmental agencies, or weather services to receive notifications about severe weather events, natural disasters, or public safety threats in their area via text messages, emails, or automated phone calls. Personal emergency response systems. Users can invest in personal emergency response systems such as medical alert devices or wearable panic buttons equipped with GPS tracking, fall detection, and two-way communication capacities to summon help quickly in case of emergencies, accidents, or medical incidents. Mobile apps for emergency preparedness. Listeners can download and install mobile apps designed for emergency preparedness, such as FEMA's mobile app, Red Cross Emergency, or Weather Underground, which provides real-time alerts, disaster safety tips, evacuation routes, and shelter information during emergencies. Smart home technologies. Users can integrate smart home devices such as smart smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, or water leak sensors with their home automation systems to monitor environmental hazards, detect emergencies, and receive alerts remotely via smartphone notification or smart speakers. Communication tools. Users can utilize communication tools such as smartphones, or voice-activated assistants to stay connected with family members, caregivers, or emergency contacts, and communicate their needs, concerns, or whereabouts during emergencies and evacuations.
These technologies indeed offer valuable support for listeners in preparing for emergencies. How can listeners ensure they're effectively leveraging these technologies for emergency preparedness?
Users can effectively leverage technologies for emergency preparedness by planning ahead. Develop a comprehensive emergency preparedness plan that includes identifying potential risks, establishing communication protocols, and outlining evacuation routes or emergency contacts to ensure listeners are prepared to respond properly and effectively in case of emergencies. testing systems. Regularly test and familiarize yourself with emergency alert systems, personal emergency response systems, and mobile apps for emergency preparedness to ensure they understand how to use them and can respond during real emergencies. Updating information. Keep emergency contact information, medical records, insurance documents, and essential supplies up to date and easily accessible for listeners and caregivers to facilitate communication, coordination, and assistance during emergencies. Seek assistance. Don't hesitate to seek assistance from support from family members, neighbors, or community organizations in developing and implementing emergency preparedness plans, especially for listeners with mobility, cognitive, or health-related challenges. Staying informed. Stay informed about local emergency procedures, evacuation routes, shelter locations, and community resources available for users through official websites, social media channels, or community outreach initiatives provided by emergency management agencies or nonprofit organizations.
Thank you for those practical tips. Why are apps for natural disaster alerts essential for listeners, and what are some key features they should look for in such apps?
Apps for natural disaster alerts are essential for users to receive timely notifications, access crucial information, and take necessary precautions to ensure their safety and well-being during emergencies. Some key features users should look for in such apps include real-time alerts. Look for apps that provide real-time alerts and notifications about severe weather events, natural disasters, or other emergencies in your area, including tornadoes, hurricanes, wildfire, floods, earthquakes, or severe storms. Customizable alerts. Choose apps that allow you to customize alert preferences based on your location, preferences, and specific types of hazards or emergencies you want to be notified about to avoid unnecessary alerts and information overload. Location-based tracking. Opt for apps with GPS tracking or location-based services that can provide accurate information and updates tailored to your current location, including evacuation routes, shelter locations, or nearby emergency resources. Multi-channel alerts. Select apps that offer multiple communication channels for delivering alerts and notifications such as text messages, push notifications, emails, or automated phone calls, to ensure you receive alerts through various means even if one channel fails. Emergency resources. Seek apps that provide access to essential emergency resources including safety tips, preparedness checklists, emergency contacts, emergency guidelines, shelter information, and first aid instructions to help you respond effectively during emergencies.
These features are indeed crucial for listeners to stay informed and prepared during natural disasters. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.